Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, how you doing? My name is many names as we explain as we go along, but I just want to welcome to all those who have taken the time to stop at the Sabbath and redirect themselves to the blessings, to the barakat, to the things for the believers, those who stop to believe, to achieve greater things. There is a cleansing process in life, and this cleansing process is to cleanse you from bad habits, bad thoughts, and bad programming. A lot of information, which can be broken down the word as inform action or actions that's formed as far as programming and to be deprogrammed. And I want to read a couple of words, because if we change what we do and explain what's going on, like it's when we have the English, the A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T. When we're dealing with English, that's something that was given to us. And it was given to us so we would be in servitude. We were subjected. This is why in school they say, what subjects do you have? And we were being subjected to someone else's commands, somebody else's thoughts, somebody else's plans. So we have our own study, and it's called Daras Rabu. Daras Rabu, Rabu is the number for four. So it's called Daras, which means the study. We have our own language, which is called Lahaj. And in that system that we have that was created by what we call, or who we call the doctor, or Parlabab Yanun. Okay, some of you know him as H.E. Malachi Zaduk Kaboni Yoel. He was born Tuesday, June 26, 1945, and to this day he's still living. And what he has done as a receiver, as a translator, as a forewarner, as a brother, as a parent, as a leader, as a president, as a chief, as a maku, many things, because he lived this life. It's like, believe it or not, there's others who live the life. We may not have the shine that he has, but we all share the same energy. And that's where the cleansing comes in. There's a cleansing and for the Christians, it's called baptism. Now, some people say, well, the baptism is not the original way. But after the origin or the original, you have other forms that try to imitate, duplicate that type of thing. So when you baptize, you're immersed in the water, a ceremonial, whereas you cleanse yourself from the previous bad habits. So in Islam, or those who call themselves one of peace, of Muslims, they have what they call a shahada. That's bearing witness to certain information concerning the covenant of Abraham through Abraham's first son, Ishmael. And with that is a ceremony, is recitation, deals with the mind, memory, the intellect, is a lifestyle that deals with simplicity, non-materialistic, and it goes back to a bloodline of a chosen people, which was Ishmael, which was Abraham, which was Isaac, which was Isa, which they call Jesus in Christianity. So we have a lot of common denominators, things that we can all utilize to take you. What I have done is to build a bridge. To build a bridge so you'll be able to not only understand, will be able to stand and then overstand or oversee that, raise yourself from your position. Now to do that, I have to induce myself to be a vehicle for different strategies. And right now, I am who I am, and tomorrow I will show you a different personality. This is an introduction, so you will know and feel comfortable, or you will share. We will talk about things that we need to do, things that should have been done, things that's not being done, but we will not go backwards. We will teach the new generation. We will teach those who believe. We will teach those who have faith. We will teach those who want to learn from facts. And we will create our own path. And that's what it's all about. So as we continue to make this transition, it will be very easy for you to follow and grow. We will start off reading a part of a pamphlet. And we won't go into all of it because you need to buy the pamphlet. But I will give you a couple of words. And then from that, you will see what I mean. We will start, it's called Darasat Shalil Nuwapi'i. It's the studies of Nuwapik. And this is Daras Atu, which is study 7. And then study 7 is Nuwapi'i Rakham Et, or Nuwapik numbers. And we'll start off with Wahu Atu Falu Rabu Khamu Satu Sabu Thalu, Tasu, Safu, Afshu. So we have just read 1 through 10, which is Wahu, Athu, Thalu, Rabu, Chamu, Satu, Sabu, Thalu, Tasu, Safu, Afshu. And then when you go for the 10, as Wahu is one, the first set of 10s, adding on to the next 10, you start Wahu. Wahu, Afshu. Athu, Afshu. So Afshu represents 10. So you say 1 and 10 is 11. So Afshu represents 10. And then after you say Afshu, you say Wahu Afshu, 1 and 10. Athu Afshu, 1 or 2 and 10. Thalu Afshu, Rabu Afshu, Chamu Afshu, that's 5 and 10, which in English they would say 15. Satu Afshu, Sabu Afshu, Tamu Afshu, Tasu Afshu, and that would be Afshu, which is 10, and Tasu, which is 9. So you'll be 19. So me, I end up with 19 today. And need to write it down, memorize it, as we continue. And then we're going to read another from The Man from the Planet Ritz. This particular pamphlet is scroll number 80. And it's authored by Dr. Malachi Z. York for the Holy Tabernacle Ministries. And in this here, it breaks down and explains the microwave. So we're going to read this about the microwave. The question was, you compare the effects of music to a microwave. How is it possible for music to cook the brain cells? The answer to that was, first let me explain what a microwave is. A microwave meaning small wave, micro meaning small. You have macro and you have micro. Macro is large, micro is small. Microwave is a short radio wave that can cook your brain. A radio wave is an electromagnetic wave which is electric, and magnetic fields which diffuse in free space at the velocity of 186,283 miles per second. It can be defined as those with wavelengths between a millimeter and 30 centimeters, corresponding to the frequencies between 3 times 10 to the 9th power and 10 to the 11th power of hertz per cycle per second. The moment you say frequency, you get sound. A microwave oven also works off sounds and has an electronic tube called a magnetron that produces the microwaves. It actually cooks by sending short radio waves through a metal tube to a metal blade called a stirrer. The stirrer scatters the microwaves, causing them to bounce off the cement like the coated walls within the microwave. These cement-like walls are good conductors of heat. The microwaves then start to seek out an object. In fact, sound waves go into the food and oscillate to cause a swing to move to and from, causing the molecules to vibrate in the food. The friction among the molecules inside of the food causes heat, and the food is cooked. How long does it take to make a pot roast in a regular oven? About 7 to 8 hours. Well, in a micro oven, it would only take about 1 hour. If sound creates heat and sound waves get into the cells of meat, which you are, and cooks them, then the same thing is done with music. When you put on a pair of headphones and the vibrations are spread up, this causes damage and cooks your brain cells. So the louder the music, the more damage you are doing. This is not exclusive to hip-hop. All music, including classical, does damage because of the fact that it is in the wrong tone and the music changes. Slowly but surely, music is destroying human beings. Now, this particular fact you need to take in, you need to research it and find out if it's true. You need to compare the music that you're listening to, how close you have the sound to your ears, and what is the effects and how is it hurting you. So we come here to learn. We don't come here to debate, because this is a new school generation for change and is a debriefing. So you will be able to correspond and deal with the things that you need to deal with. I'm going to read now to you a part of a book that I have, but before that, I want to stop for a little commercial. This here is brought to you by Elohim Foundation. You can watch MUSKQU on YouTube. MUSKQU. We're also looking for music players, rappers, writers, actors, photographers, lawyers, anything in business. For we want to connect the truth and happiness to all those that are now coming up. If you are 18, you can step up and learn what you should have learned while you were 13. We're looking for people in St. Louis, East St. Louis, Atlanta, New York, Virginia, California, and Maine. It is called Midwest Elohim Family Biz. I want to now take your attention to this book that we'll be reading weekly until it's finished. And the name of the book is called Skate Master Spark. Page 1, this book was written 7 19 in the year 04, 2004. My name is Skate Master Spark. Anand Gabriel the 19th, known to the inner circle as Deya, the Hand of God. I am from the all-eye-seeing creator, creator of this world and all that is in it, the galactical heavens. From the smallest grain of sand to the largest solar system, there is no problem that cannot be fixed. The Most High has given me the chance to teach His kingdom how to live in happiness. Today, what we call new slaves, they conceive as problems in the society, are only traps. These traps are to keep you from the truth. Inadequate information was programmed into your brain since your birth on Earth. Problems in this world only exist because of your personal greed for power over the material pleasures of this world. Your brain and the memory it contained has been systematically erased. This was and is continually being done by those who you trust with your life. They have fed you the wrong foods to keep your brain from functioning properly, to make sure that you would not remember the truth of your existence. You are being entertained each day with information that makes you weak. These procedures are being enforced by the mass media, programs such as your favorite magazines, newspapers, radio programs, television, CDs, DVDs, talk shows, all purposely leave out your greatness. In a country that do not respect your greatness and your life. Today, actors audition for many parts, deceiving parts to convince you to become part of the Pepsi generation. Those who are from the original seed were placed in many auditions, which means ad or advertisement, to convince you into thinking in the wrong direction. You began to try to live out this lie that was placed in your head and pushed into play by the copycat syndrome. The word life is rooted from the word lie. What is happening is that every day that you stay away from yourself, your whole living or your life is a lie. Your life was lied to before your birth. Your grandparents were mentally robbed of their supreme original knowledge. This information was what kept your soul supreme amongst those who always tried to take your place. These people were known by many names, names such as the Devil, the Pale Man, Whitey, Cracker, MacDoobie, the Cursed Seed. These people are the people we are told not to mix and duplicate with. Your life, the lie they now try to convince you, is further divided into a system of their measurement called time. What is time? The word time is really two words, which means T-I, tie means to bind, and me means you. The word tie, me, or time, is actually an oath. By using their measurements, you are agreeing to their institutionalized way of living while practicing their false lifestyle. This is why you are summoned to wear a tie on your job, which is the new slavery system. The old word slavery is now called salary. Their part of that which is time, called day. The day was turned into pay. The old word slavery is now called salary. Some of your original people follow some of the styles of our oppressor and wear bow ties over their vocal cords. The bow ties represent the ties that we have with the infinite higher forces that is in our oversouls. You probably thought I should have said number 8, but in the word time, timing to their false life, which they call years. The word years was introduced to control their version of time, and it is presently used with another definition that is used to make your mind to surrender to their subliminal suggestions. The word yes, Y-E-S, or Y-E-A, yeah, breaks down your natural defense of saying no. This word gives permission on a large scale to those who are responsible for keeping you correct. Your thought patterns, the word year over the radio, television, and many writings, times on covers of magazines and newspaper subliminally seduce you into believing that these people are rightfully owners of the planet Earth. So-called time is, as they wish you to believe, is divided into 20 or 12 months, that is further divided into 28 to 31 days a month. The word month is really two words. They are the one, W-O-N. The letter M is the same as the letter W. It is turned around. The mon, M-O-N, is the word month. It is really W-O-N as the word one. It is the word together you have the one as in the sentence we have one. The month is calculated for you to be in a reoccurrence of servitude. Your bills are to be paid every month. They won your money. The word money is from the word amini. Amini means the all. As you slave 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week, to make it and spend what is called your free time to the cousins of the new slave masters to spend it. After they trip you into these words called days, they have the nerve to name the days after their cousins who were leaders in the slave trade. As you are now worshiping the dead leaders, it keeps you further tied up under their spell of ignorance. Seven days a week, why not 7 days that you are strong? The reason they say 7 days a week is to keep you weak at your knees, not allowing you to get straight, to recuperate. Leaving the weekends, you are not able to either start your own business or complain to anyone about what you see. The word hours is for 2 minutes. We will continue this book at the next reading, which will be 12 o'clock, the start of the new calendar day. This is a new generation of change. I'm Anand Gabriel the 19th, Escape Master Spark in the building BK all day. Tell a friend, share the broadcast, and learn, recuperate. You are the new generation.